Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. This morning, the California Coastal Commission meets in Santa Cruz. Environmental groups like the Sierra Club plan to show up in force to protest hydraulic fracturing in the Santa Barbara Channel, the site of a massive oil spill in 1969, many credit with launching the environmental movement we know today. The use of fracking in California is expanding, along with calls to regulate it more tightly. Earlier this year, state lawmakers sponsored multiple bills on fracking. Now there is just one. And as the legislative session draws to a close, everyone wants a say as to what's in it. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more.
There are 4 weeks left in this year's legislative session. And as State Senator Fran Pavley points out,
4 weeks is a lot of time, legislatively speaking, so a lot can happen.
The Southern California Democrat is the author of SB 4, the last bill standing this session regulating how oil drillers can shoot high-pressure mixtures of water, chemicals, and sand deep underground to break up shale rock and extract oil. It's a big topic in Sacramento because California is poised to become the next big state in a domestic oil and gas drilling boom powered by fracking technology. That's because the Monterey Shale Formation lying underneath Central California may be one of the largest oil fields in the country, if drillers can get to the oil. Many environmental groups want a complete halt on fracking, but other bills that tried to put a moratorium on the practice or impose a tax on oil drillers failed to move forward. With drillers buying up land and drilling exploratory wells in the Monterey Shale Formation, the Brown administration is drafting new regulations covering fracking. That's where Senator Pavley's bill comes in.
The regulations are getting better, but they're still too weak.
Pavley's bill aims to make those regs as tough as possible and add transparency to the drilling process. The bill passed the Senate earlier this year. As it moves toward an assembly vote, Pavley and the Brown administration appear to be moving toward a consensus on a key sticking point, applying some of the new fracking regulations to another drilling technique called acidizing. That's a process where drillers shoot acid down into shale formations in order to dissolve and break apart rock. Concern about that practice has risen among environmental groups in recent months.
Where there are similarities, we ought to be making sure that the regulations cover it.
Jason Marshall is the chief deputy director of the State Department of Conservation, which regulates drilling here.
There's not much difference in then saying you also ought, if you're just doing an acid fracturing job, you also ought to be able to disclose what's in the fluids.
Some important context. It's popular to say that both fracking and acid jobs are completely unregulated in California. That's not accurate. The state has just treated these as part of broader drilling operations, which they are. The state issues permits for drilling, and it enforces standards regulating the thickness and quality of the pipes and cement that are meant to keep oil, gas, fracking fluid, and any other substance inside a well and out of the ground. But the type of fracking used in the Monterey and other shale formations across the country is on a much, much larger scale than what oil drillers have traditionally utilized. That's why the state is rewriting its rules. The energy industry is negotiating with Pavley and the governor's office. Tupper Hull is a spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association, which represents oil drillers.
We understand there's going to be prior permitting. There's going to be full disclosure of the fluids in fracturing needing to be reported. There's going to be enhanced well monitoring, well construction.
But Hull and drillers bristle at the idea the regulations could expand beyond hydraulic fracturing and into other techniques like acidizing.
To pull in a bunch of other issues that really are unrelated from a technological point of view makes the likelihood of achieving those balanced, comprehensive regulations much, much slimmer.
In other words, major oil companies and their deep pockets would stop negotiating and start fighting against the measure if it broadens over the next month. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
More than 1,000 immigrants and their supporters from across California descended on the congressional office of Kevin McCarthy in Bakersfield yesterday. They called on the high-ranking Republican to pass immigration reform that includes a pathway to citizenship for millions of undocumented people. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The pilgrimage actually began Monday at the state capitol with the start of a 285-mile trek to Bakersfield. Protester Roger Vanellos says some of his own relatives are among the estimated 11 million undocumented people living in the U.S.
They're in my family, so I want them to enjoy all the benefits that citizenship gives a person.
So why Bakersfield? Activists say all paths to comprehensive immigration reform lead to the Central Valley City. More specifically, says Eliseo Medina, the district office of GOP Congressman and Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy.
Well, Mr. McCarthy is one of the top leaders of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. They have to decide that they're going to allow a vote on immigration reform. He has a big voice in the decision they will make. And if they allow a vote, I'm sure we're going to get immigration reform because there's already a majority in support.
Medina is a Los Angeles labor leader who helped organize a pre-dawn rally in support of immigration reform in a parking lot at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday. L.A. was one of dozens of staging areas across the state for Bakersfield-bound caravans. At Dodger Stadium, hundreds of people loaded into cars, boarded tour buses, and even hopped atop Harley Davidsons.
As they say, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to start your engine? Let's go get them. Thank you.
Eliseo Medina says activists will continue to put pressure on Representative McCarthy and other Republican congressional leaders. They want Congress to vote on immigration reform by the end of next month.
The heat is going to continue. The hot summer is going to go longer this year, and it will continue until there's a vote on immigration reform.
In a statement sent to the California Report, Congressman McCarthy said he welcomed protesters to visit Bakersfield, but rather than take up the Senate's sweeping immigration bill passed last month, he says his GOP colleagues in the House would prefer to take a more piecemeal, step-by-step approach that emphasizes increased border security. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Thursday, August 15th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.